This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Justices divided over whether Home Minister Ravilame Chane should resign or not. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal re-elected as the chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and CPN Unified Socialist to continue their support to current government. Health Ministry reports more than 1,400 cases of dengue infection in 73 districts. And Labour Party set to win the British general election with a landslide majority, according to the exit polls. Now the news in detail. Justices of Supreme Court Sapana Pradhan Malla and Saranya Subedi have furnished diverse views on whether or not Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravilame Chane should resign on his alleged involvement in the misappropriation of cooperative organizations' funds. As the two justices shared dissimilar views, the case would be recorded in the full bench of three or more justices now. Legal practitioner Anupam Bhattrai had lodged the writ petition at the Supreme Court seeking a verdict for Lame Chane's dismissal from the post of minister, claiming that Deputy Prime Minister Ravilame Chane was involved in the misappropriation of the Cooperative Organizations Fund. Supreme Court Justice Malla yesterday made a mandamus order in the name of investigating agency for a fearless, impartial and independent investigation in the case lodged against Lame Chane. However, Supreme Court Justice Subedi has issued the mandamus order stating that Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Lame Chane should pave the way to realizing the moral duty. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has been re-elected as the chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist. Leader Nepal unanimously became the chairperson yesterday during the 10th General Convention of the party. Similarly, Leader Ghanashyam Bhusal has been elected as the General Secretary of the party, while Leader Chalanath Khanal has been picked as the respected leader. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the CPN Unified Socialist have said that they will continue their support to the current government. Chief Whip of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Santosh Pariyar, said ministers representing the party in the present coalition government would not immediately resign from their post. He added that they decided not to tender their resignation for the time being after the discussion with Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Chief Whip Pariyar further stated that the Rashtriya Swatantra Party decided to support the government until the Prime Minister faces the Parliament, respecting his constitutional rights. They urged the Prime Minister to face the Parliament at the earliest. Likewise, CPN Unified Socialist has decided to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal. Talking to journalists yesterday, Party General Secretary Ghanashyam Bhusal said they would not withdraw their support to the current government. Meanwhile, Leader Ashok Rai-led Janata Samaj Badi Party has decided to support the new coalition formed between the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML. Janata Samaj Badi Party General Secretary Mohammad Istiak Rai said the party would support the agreement between the two major parties of the House of Representatives. The CPN-UML has drawn the attention of the government not to carry out any works that will have long-term impact. Issuing a press release yesterday, the CPN-UML urged the Prime Minister not to carry out any works that would have long-term impact, saying the government had been reduced to a minority status after the UML withdrew its support from the government. The CPN-UML has once again requested Prime Minister Dahal to participate in the process of forming a government of national consensus. President Ramchandra Paudel has assigned Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to himself look after the ministerial portfolios handed by the eight ministers representing the CPN-UML in the existing Council of Ministers. According to the Office of the President assigned the portfolios to Prime Minister himself yesterday. The Health Ministry has reported that the dengue has spread to 73 districts. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division of the Department of Health Services under the Ministry, 1,432 people have been infected with the dengue fever in 73 districts. Mustang, Dolpa, Humla and Jumla are the only four districts of the Karnali province where dengue has not been confirmed yet. Kathmandu and Chapa have been lightly affected by the dengue infection. Minister for Youth and Sports, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, has shared that the Sports Ministry has allocated 43.4 million rupees for the preparation of international level sports competition, including the Paris Olympics. During the discussion on appropriation bill in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, Minister Srestha mentioned that special training would be imparted to more than 200 athletes of national level and 10 games for the Grand International Sports Competition. Minister for Forest and Environment, Nawal Kishore Sahasudi, has pledged to make efforts for Nepal's access to global climate finance with a focus on mitigation of climate change impacts. Responding to the related concerns raised in the National Assembly meeting yesterday, Minister Sudhi said the government was committed to taking a leading role in accelerating the flow of climate finance and coping up with the climate change implications in the mountains. The minister highlighted the need for the collective efforts to address the impacts of climate change. Three girls died after drowning in a pond at Thanoji Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Dhanusa District yesterday. The police informed that the three girls aged 10 to 12 years drowned while swimming in the local pond yesterday afternoon. The deceased have been identified as local Muskan Khatun, Jinat Khatun and Azmeri Khatun. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The British Labour Party is set to win a general election landslide with a majority of 170, according to an exit poll for the BBC, ITV and Sky. If the forecast is accurate, Sir Keir Starmer will become Prime Minister with 410 Labour MPs, just short of Tony Blair's 1997 total. The Conservatives are predicted to slump to 131 MPs, their lowest number ever. The Liberal Democrats are projected to come third with 61 MPs. The Scottish National Party will see its number of MPs fall to 10, while Reform UK is forecast to get 13 MPs according to the exit polls. The Green Party of England and Wales is predicted to double its number of MPs to 2, and the Plaid Cymru is set to get 4 MPs. Other are forecast to get 19 seats. The exit poll overseen by Sir John Curtis and a team of statisticians is based on data of voters at about 130 polling stations in England, Scotland and Wales. The poll does not cover Northern Ireland though. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Justices divided over whether Home Minister Rabila Michhani should resign or not. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal re-elected as chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and CPN Unified Socialist to continue their support to current government. Health Ministry reports more than 1,400 cases of dengue infection in 73 districts. And Labour Party set to win the British general election with a landslide majority according to the exit polls. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.